All right. Well, here we are. And welcome to Monday morning, June the 4th, I believe. I have not looked at a calendar today. I got up and went, picked up my last load in Austin, Texas, and I am on the way to Illinois. And gonna be dropping off there probably either Tuesday night or Wednesday morning, so that's good. As you might already know from listening to my previous videos, I listen to the news quite a bit every morning, actually, and I've actually increased my news list, so it takes about a solid 2 to 3 hours now for me to listen to the news, but I do enjoy it. And I listen to everything from finance to modern science, technology, cybersecurity, international affairs. Basically, everything that I can get my grubby little fingers on. Today in the news, today is not going to have a topic. I just want to share some things with you, some random thoughts and such. But today in the news, one of the stories that caught my ear was it was about an FBI agent who accidentally shot someone. The FBI agent was off duty, and the story, as it sounds, it is not exactly what you think it is. All right, so he was off duty at a club, and he was doing a dance routine, and somewhere in the dance routine, he did a backflip. He landed the backflip, fortunately, you know, but at the crest of the backflip, he dropped his gun. His holster that he had it in, you know, it loosened up and it dropped the gun, and the gun fell on the ground as he was finishing his dance routine. And now hopefully he did like a 1990s pose and, you know, crossed his arms as somebody, like, okay, as the gun hit the ground, it shot somebody that was watching, you know, one of the people standing around clapping him and edging him on, got shot in the leg. Yeah, probably as he was, like, crossing his arms. I think that is honestly kind of funny, but also brings to light some issues about, you know, not gun control, but gun education, all right? You got to know that if you are doing dance routines, you should not have a Condition 1 gun on you. And I'm using this podcast program, and like something came up and it says that I am now doing a long form audio, which I always do. I prefer long form, I guess. I would like to have people with me though to actually talk to. So maybe one day whenever I get the equipment and the following, I can actually start to have guests and such. But yeah, you know, you gotta really know that when you're doing a dance routine, especially as an FBI agent, really have an idea of your loaded weapon. And as a matter of fact, the safety should just, when you're getting ready to do a dance routine, just make a note, turn your safety on, so that the weapon doesn't discharge, just in case something like that happens when you're, you know, when you're dancing and you lay out some, you know, you lay out a sig dance routine and everybody's cheering, you know, that's something. That was a pretty funny one to me. You know, there's a lot of other stuff happening in the news, tariffs or sanctions for tariffs on aluminum and steel. And it's serving to basically punish our allies and pardon China, and the tariffs have come about mainly because China has a ridiculous surplus in aluminum. They have right now in their aluminum surplus four times the amount that the U.S. uses in 1 year. So what they're doing is basically putting a monopoly on, trying to put a monopoly on, you know, pure aluminum, and it's not working. And what Trump and his people have decided is that they're going to put sanctions on everyone else. Like, the sanctions are going to limit the amount of aluminum that China can import, but it's only doing so by a percentage, which it is also, it's tending to hurt our other allies, our European and Canadian allies, in this industry a whole lot more than it's hurting China, because if it's based on a percentage and they have that much of a surplus, it's still not really affecting them. It's only really affecting the other countries, which we just need to have like a specific sanction for China. I don't know why that certain things this cabinet, the White House and this cabinet, certain things that they do, just, it seems like they're not very smart. I really hate to say that, but it's a very, certain moves that they're making, and now, in light of the Russian cybersecurity issue that has been plaguing our country ever since the election, Trump is now saying that he can pardon himself. And he cannot. He absolutely cannot pardon himself, because if he does on an issue like this, he's basically going to be impeached. And then his pardon is going to be worthless, and they're going to continue. Like, he can, technically, but he'll screw himself. And if he does, then it's very likely that we're going to get white-haired Satan as a president. I cannot even remember his name, but the vice president right now is definitely not somebody that I need running the country. Like, Trump, not the best person for it, but the vice president is even worse. Way worse. Exponentially worse. Because he's still in the 1950s on his ideology. I'm pretty positive he just so you all know, I guess to give you an idea of who our vice president is, this is a guy that will not let women at his, he has Bible study in the White House, which is the first time, well, I don't know if it's the first time it's been done in a long time, but it's the first time that it's been done on the level that he's done it on, because I'm pretty sure Barack Obama had, like, some sort of Bible study, but it was more of just a family thing, but this guy has, like, you know, famous people there, you know, people in that are aligned with his own movement, and he doesn't let women stand and read at the table during Bible study. That's where he is. And the first time I heard this, I was like, wait a minute, this is a joke, right? No, it's not a joke. Only men can stand and read during Bible study at the table that they have their Bible study at. That is beyond sexist. That's like 1950s sexist. You know, and that is the guy that we have next in line if Donald Trump gets impeached and basically, you know, put out of office. At least Trump lets women stand to talk. Like, you know, he might not be the best guy, the most astute for women rights and such, but he at least lets women stand, you know. Although he's probably thinking about grabbing them when they stand, you know what I'm talking about. But, yeah. This is the first time I'm using this app, so it's probably going to come out very odd. Since also that there was no there was no topic today, I was just talking about news. I will have topics, different thought pieces for you, if you will. Thought pieces, I like that. I heard somebody say it the other day. That sounds really invoking. But yeah, I'm sure you can hear the truck in the background. It's loud, and it's also raining. And I'm right outside of Dallas, I believe. So yeah, it'll be good talking to all of you beautiful intellectual people, and go out there and form your own opinions about the news and about the way things are going right now. You know, don't let me guide your thoughts. I just merely want to invoke you to think. So have a beautiful Monday, and go out there and be productive, and go out there and think.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.